Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by staff writer Joshua M. Clark. How's it going, Josh?
It's going well, Candace. How are you?
Fabulous, as always.
So, Candace, I know you and your fiancé, Stu, love to run marathons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch the Olympics? Are you excited about the Olympics coming
up? I'm really pumped, yes.
Well, okay, I have a question for you today about some of the early Olympics, the first Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
The first recorded Olympics was what?
776 B.C.
That's right, okay. But there's evidence that it goes back, you know, 250 years before that.
Yeah, to, like, Greek god times when
right.
Zeus battled it out and became king of the gods because he won an Olympic event.
And most of the evidence we have is just legend, and we've had to discern, you know, what happened originally from just looking at pottery, basically, right?
Mm-hmm. And a couple of poems written by people like Pliny the Elder.
Right, okay. But ultimately, we know that all of these legends, all these descriptions, all go back to the Olympics being started as a tribute to Zeus, the god of gods on Mount Olympus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so with the Olympics originally, it was a one-day event, and it was actually just a single event, the Stadion race.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, which is them running 600 feet, and it was one day. I can't imagine that took very long to hold that event, but ultimately, it caught on in such popularity that all these generally warring city-states that neighbored one another would take on an Olympic truce during the Olympics, and all fighting would stop, all feuds would be off, so that these Olympic athletes could come into Olympus, where they held the Olympics, right, logically enough, and compete for that one day. So they took it pretty seriously, right? Now, I've read your article pretty thoroughly, and I loved it, on how the first Olympics worked. But I noticed that it was very male-centric. There wasn't too much talk about women. And I had heard that, women actually were very much discouraged from, you know, even watching the Olympics, so that they could be killed for doing so. Is that fact or is that fiction? Can you clear that up?
That's actually a fact. Young virgins could watch the Olympic event, but married women absolutely were forbidden. Right. And the punishment for sneaking in and watching the games was actually death. Women were hurled off the pinnacle of Mount Taipan, which stands about 490 feet high. And there's actually a pretty famous legend about Kalipatera, who trained her son to compete in the Olympics. And she herself came from a long line of Olympic victors. And she snuck in. She was determined to watch her son compete. And when he won, she was so excited that she ran forward to congratulate him, and her clothes were ripped off of her in the process. Wow. And obviously it was revealed that she was a woman. But because, again, she had such Olympic roots, they decided to pardon her. And there's actually no archaeological evidence that anyone was thrown off the mountain. I guess they were looking for bones at the base of Taipan, and they couldn't find them.
Right.
But women pretty much stayed away. They learned their lesson.
Oh, I would too. A 500-foot drop would do it for me.
It's, yeah, pretty high. And also, toward the 8th century, a lot of the athletes started competing naked, and maybe this was for momentum or you know, less traction when they were running, but also it could have been an effort to discern whether the competitors were men or women competing in disguise. So
yes, I imagine it just felt good.
Yeah, you know, get the breeze in there.
Yeah.
So, if you want to learn more about the first Olympics, you can read How the First Olympics Worked on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Hey girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.